Proclamation number 7584, dated the April 23, 1960. Serious examination of spiritual knowledge with God's support. No person is denied the right to draw his own conclusions, but he should also know that intellect alone is no guarantee for correct thinking, irrespective of how keenly developed it is. This, in particular, applies to the assessment of spiritual knowledge for which no evidence can be produced. Whether or not such knowledge is truth can be assessed by a person as soon as he turns to God himself for enlightened thinking, otherwise he would be unable to examine it or form a correct judgment. But every person also has the right to reject what he cannot accept, providing he is of good will and examines it without bias. He should not blindly believe, he should think about what he is expected to believe, and he should pray for God's support to do so. He should know that the Spirit within instructs him. This also demonstrates the right kind of desire for truth, and thus the truth will be given to him and he will also be able to recognize it as truth. For much is given to people as truth which nevertheless frequently contradicts itself, and then it is up to the person himself to ascertain the truth. But anyone who believes that he can figure it out with his intellect alone can expect to get even more entangled in error, because the intellect is influenced by the adversary of truth, by the prince of darkness, who will do anything to divert people from the truth and provide them with misconceptions. However, the human being can protect himself by turning to God, by appealing to him for the recognition of truth. For this reason, no one can raise the objection that he is unable to form a correct judgment about truth or error. As soon as he makes contact with God, as soon as he appeals to him for enlightenment of spirit, he will emotionally recognize whether he should turn to or ignore the spiritual knowledge given to him. And he will always have the inner certainty of judging correctly because he has not formed his own judgment but God has enlightened his thoughts. But the good will to recognize him to do what is right always has to be part of it. A rational person, however, will not scrutinize in himself what he is inclined to accept or reject. He only uses his intellect which, however, takes a different direction. It does not consult God himself but deems itself qualified for an examination. And it will frequently get it wrong because God does not want to be excluded and because truth comes forth from him alone. Yet neither should an examination be omitted because the person allegedly does not feel qualified to make a correct judgment. For one day he will have to be answerable, and he will not be able to justify himself on account of other people's judgment which he accepted without hesitation because it was expected of him. He should attain a living faith and that requires deliberation of what he is taught. Only the living faith will be valued by God, a dead faith, a conventional faith is, however, as good as no faith at all. And thus you humans will repeatedly have the opportunity to express your opinion about this or the teaching, about the spiritual information imparted to you, and you do well to turn to God himself, for he, as the eternal truth, will make the truth available to you, he will place it into your heart, so that you will be able to form your own judgment, and that this judgment will also correspond to the truth. You should not just trust in your strength alone, for as soon as God cannot take part due to your will, due to your prayer, someone else will take part and he will make use of your intellect. Then you will distance yourselves increasingly more from the truth, because he will not rest until he has achieved his objective. Amen.